The most romantic day of the year is coming up this Sunday, and if you're looking for a fun way to pass some time, RNIB Scotland might have the answer. To tell me a little bit more about their upcoming event and how we can take part, I'm joined now by RNIB Scotland's Community Connection Manager, Jane Coates. Thank you for joining me today, Jane.
No problem. Nice to be speaking to you.
You're hosting the event. Can you tell us a little bit more about it? What can we expect this Valentine's Day?
Absolutely. Yes. So we are hosting the event on Valentine's Day, the 14th of February. But just to put it in perspective, it might just be interesting to your listeners to understand the history of these calls and these events. So at the very start of lockdown here in RNIB Scotland, we kind of got our act into gear and started to offer conference calls to the community, to the existing groups that we had prior to the pandemic hitting the country and the world, and to move those groups over to a digital platform. And that first digital platform was conference calls. And on the back of the success of them and with demand from the community, we suddenly realized very, very quickly that there was a need for daily calls, weekend calls, some evening calls. So a lot of the conference calls that happened on the telephone have now moved over to Teams. Lots of our community members have had lots of support from our Tech for Life team to get them up to speed with Teams. We've got a fantastic system going now. One of the things that we started at the beginning was a Friday night quiz. We were acutely aware that for the likes of Friday night, you know, people are used to going out, maybe going to the pub after work or meeting up with friends, going for a meal, whatever it might be. And that was suddenly taken away from all of us. So myself and one of the team, Daniel Meikle, we started a regular Friday evening session, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, and we had a community quiz. We got 20 plus members on that every single Friday. And we continued that for about the first 4 or 5 months of lockdown. When restrictions started to ease a little, we moved it. So we now have that quiz once a fortnight as opposed to weekly. And we have it on a Thursday at 4 o'clock. And the team and the community speak a lot and communicate all the time. And we were acutely aware that the months of January and February were going to be particularly difficult. Nobody knew at that point about the new strain, but we knew they were difficult months anyway. So we decided to set up a series of different events. I know you've had Dan on talking about the Burn Supper. We've had Stepvember events, Step Into 2021. So we were thinking about the next event coming up, and Valentine's Day jumped out at us. And it's a time where some people can feel particularly lonely if you've not got a partner, you're living on your own, and particularly in these times. So we decided the best way to approach that would be to have a fun, what we've termed as tongue-in-cheek, Coatsy's love songs. So it's going to be an hour-long quiz, come fun, come event. It's going to be two rounds of one of general knowledge to do with Valentine's Day and the likes, and the next round will be a name that tune, but it'll all be love songs. And then we usually finish with five funny brain teasing riddles that that folks, you know, get the opportunity to answer. And then the end of the quiz will just be a chat and a catch up with everybody. That's open to the whole of the community. If anybody wants any more information on that, our point of contact, our go-to person is always Daniel Meikle, and we can give his email address and his phone number at the end of this. And it's a fun event. It's to bring people together. It's to have a laugh. And it's not just for people on their own. It's for anybody that wants to join in. So that's the history behind it and how we came up with it.
And there's still some time if anyone is maybe a little bit scared of using Microsoft Teams, which is what you're using for the quiz. There's still some time to get in touch and maybe get some support ahead of the event on Sunday.
Absolutely. If anybody emails either Daniel or myself, we can do a referral to our Tech for Life team. They've been absolutely brilliant, as I say, talking people through the process over the phone. And lots of community members who were really struggling using Teams are now very, very comfortable with it. So that is a free service that we can offer to anybody that gets in touch.
We said it a few times, the event's happening on Sunday. What time does it start? And could you give the contact details so anyone who wants to join in has enough time to kind of get in touch and get set up?
So as you say, it's Sunday the 14th. The event starts at 2 o'clock and it goes on till 3 o'clock. If you want to email in, you can email in to danielmeikle@rnib.org.uk. I will spell his name. So it's Daniel, Daniel.Meikle, which is meikle@rnib.org.uk. Or you can phone Daniel on 07821 810 955.
And of course, if maybe we're not really interested in quizzes, there is lots more happening in the community. So if we wanted to find out about everything, where should we go?
So again, if you could email Daniel or you could email myself, mine is jane.coates@rnib.org.uk. We have an absolute plethora of a variety of entertainment for the community, ranging from bespoke calls to do with campaigns, football calls, to book groups, to a choir. We've got a new venture recently with a gaming group with Scotland and Northern Ireland. We're starting a women's group, or people who identify as women, and we're doing a joint venture, hopefully, with the north of England in RNIB. We're looking at a foodie group. One of our community members is going to take the lead on, and we hope to maybe link up with RNIB Wales, you know, as a devolved country as well. There's so much going on, but more importantly is, if anybody has any aspirations, thoughts, ideas that they want to share with us, or they want some support in creating, please get in touch. You know, we're open to all kinds of suggestions, and it wasn't for the community and their involvement and their commitment. Getting through this pandemic would have been a lot trickier for a lot of people, including myself, I have to say.
You heard Jane, it's definitely worth getting involved. And if you're maybe thinking, well, I don't live in Scotland, there are many communities within RNIB. So if you'd like to find out about them, just call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999, or you can always email helpline@rnib.org.uk. But in the meantime, we're going to let you go, Jane. It's been lovely chatting. I hope everything goes really well on Sunday with the event.
Thank you, Paulina. It's been lovely chatting to you too. And yes, I'm sure it'll be an absolute hoot.